Buying Psychology, a Pricing Strategy Story, Part 1. Mr. Joe Bloggs is a fun-loving guy. He's passionate about his business, spending quality time with his friends and family. Between the two, he checks up on EinsteinMarketer.com for the latest marketing advice. So he knows that people love to buy stuff. And he's already vastly improved his conversion rates with Einstein Marketer's funnel guide. But he's like everyone else. He wants more than yesterday. More customers, more conversions, more money, and more free time. He keeps checking back to Einstein's website to optimize his digital platforms using their in-the-trenches experience and advice. Until one day, he spots the blog about pricing psychology and a tidal wave of aha comes crashing on his head. Because very few businesses know how to optimize their pricing strategy. And Joe Bloggs is no different. Here's four strategies that don't involve any sinister behavior like false was £8 million, now £8.99 claims. High ticket buying. This offer works beautifully if you've got a range of buying options or products to sell. Joe Bloggs has. He owns a business that sells corporate business training. Alongside his main training, he has a subscription-based website with training videos and a library of physical books with largely the same content as the online videos. Joe has a growing subscription list, but his books aren't really selling. They come at a higher price, and he's considering lowering the price. This is his current pricing structure. A year subscription of online training access only, £79. 2. A year subscription of the training books, £149. But before we can reduce the price and the profit, Einstein steps in with a pricing strategy that appeals to buyer psychology. We call it the Einstein High Ticket Maximizer. His two offers become three, and by doing this, we hugely improve book sales. Here's Einstein Marketer's pricing structure for Joe Bloggs. Offer 1, a year subscription, online training videos only, £79. A year subscription of physical books only, £149. 1 year subscription, physical books, and full online access, £149. Do you see what we did there? By combining the two offers into one, offer 3, he adds a ton of perceived value to his books. As we mentioned earlier, there is little difference between the content in the books and the online videos. Joe does not hide this from his prospects, but combining offer 1 and 2, buying psychology suggests that offer 3 should be worth £79 plus £149 is £228. The only thing people love more than buying is buying at value. They feel like they're winning, like they're better than everybody else who's paid more. Offer 3 makes massive improvement to Joe's book sales. He might even make it a bestseller, and we've done that for a few clients before. We've done it for a client before. Check back to our blog at EinsteinMarketer.com for information about this case study that's coming soon. Joe hits a high. Joe's profits grew at crazy levels with this high ticket pricing strategy. A billionaire saw the growth, made him an offer he couldn't refuse for his company, and Joe cashed out big time. But Joe wasn't done with business. He used his entrepreneurial knowledge to invest in an industry that he'd always been interested in, vintage cars. Joe was able to get into the industry because he had a higher level of investment capital from the sale of his previous business. He saw an opportunity for buying vintage cars that hadn't been well kept, repairing, improving, upgrading them, and selling them on at a profit. But Joe ran into a problem. His high ticket pricing strategy that he'd used for his previous business wouldn't work in this industry because all of his products were in the tens of thousands of pounds. So Joe organized his car lot by brand. His sales weren't hitting projections and everything seemed like it was lost. But just when Joe's cash flow was about to hit the red, Einstein Marketer stepped in with another killer pricing strategy, the anchor. We'll explain this strategy with a quick question. What's the best way to sell a £24,000 car? Put it beside a £90,000 car. The reason Joe wasn't making enough sales was because he'd arranged his products by brand and therefore by price. All of his £20,000, £50,000 and £90,000 cars were grouped together. Other than being neatly organized, how does that appeal to buyer's psychology? It doesn't. Everything looks expensive. His customers automatically gravitated to their spending limitations, and nothing looked like good value. None of his cars seemed cheap, until Einstein raided his key cabinet, rearranged the parking lot, and gave some seriously cool cars a seriously cool anchor price. A strategy like this works because customers get an idea of price from nearby products and are then hit with one that is a lot less. This makes even £24,000 seem cheap. It immediately taps into the value center of a buyer's psychology and will convert Joe's car sales at a much greater rate. Joe's businesses are doing pretty well, eh? But he's not through yet. We've only told you about two pricing strategies that lifted his first businesses off the ground. His business life explodes in the next installment of our Pricing Psychology blog series, because Einstein's got a few more killer pricing strategies up our sleeves yet. Check back to our blog to find out about Joe's next business idea and a pricing strategy that propels his success to the next level. See you there. Did you enjoy this content? Had an experience similar to Joe's, or wonder how these pricing strategies could apply in your business? Then leave us a comment below or send us a message on Facebook. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.